back friends. All right, Sarah was she had left off with Ozempic, yeah. RFK Jr., and tying back to a proper human diet, back with Ken Berry. And that's right. I know a financial, I was in a financial meeting, and this particular advisor thought that the economy was on the verge of a golden age. And I think that could be as well.
Right.
But not for her reasons. Her reasons were because age-old problems such as obesity, which has been increasing, along with chronic disease, autoimmune issues, and that's an RFK major concern, right? Because of Ozempic, which is what you just said. And
oh, really? She thinks that that could usher in a golden age.
Just like she didn't use the word birth control pill, but you did, and that is an apt analogy.
Oh, yeah, because it just flatlines everything.
It flatlines you. I mean, friends, if you don't know this, let me be the one to tell you. There's been no long-term studies on this drug. Nobody Never. Knows. Just like they don't know about the you know what for the you know what, that now Bill Gates is in big world trouble because of promoting that. And if I say any of these words, you know who will take this video down. So there we are. There we are. We have to speak in this kind of crazy language. But Ozempic, it flatlines everything. You don't digest your food, Sarah. You become nauseous. You have to self-inject it like old-time insulin. And when you get off of it, it's looking like you gain that weight back so fast and more.
Yeah.
So I implore you, friends.
Right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, eat good food. Yeah. You know, I think actually, and I'm not a huge RFK fan. I mean, I'm not a person, like, I'm not a cult of personality person, but I'm willing to accept that when somebody has hit on some truth and you're the person who's the proponent of that right now, I'm going to give you your just desserts because he has been on this kick for a very, very long time, right? And he made the point, this Ozempic is like $1,600 per month.
And per it's probably not, sometimes
and can you, you can give somebody $1,600 a month to buy good food? Like $1,600 a month per person. So if you have every person in your family who's obese, right? And they get $1,600 a month to pay for a pill, you could feed the world with that. But I mean, whose pockets is that going to line? And I know that we're getting far afield from our topic, which is gratitude. But I do think that there is an element of the dignity of the human person that has a legitimate God-given right to receive the beauty and goodness that are provided from the fruits of the earth. That we should be able to engage with those, consume them, enjoy them, and they should not be doing harm to our bodies in the way that something is amiss, right? Something is amiss right now. And a pill is not going to be the solution to that, right? The correct solution, in the same way that if we're, like, truly for people who are truly concerned about the environment, quote unquote, right? They're never as concerned about human ecology, right? We put all kinds of trash and garbage into ourselves, and we expect goodness, purity, and virtue to come out. And I had said at the very beginning of the show that we're really called to be living beacons of hope, right? For people who have none. And the only way that you can do that is to be 100% what you were created to be. And that does mean that you were created to eat beautiful things. You know, our Lord was very, very clear when he gave that dream to Saint Peter, that all things are good, right? If God created it, it's a good. You know, so if it's a cow, it's a good. If it's butter, it's good. If it's an olive, that you squeeze an olive and oil comes out of it, it's good. But if you've got to put it through an extruder or an extractor, and you can't just do it with your own hands, I really am very concerned that we're going to become very Gnostic, and our food is going to become Gnostic, meaning that you're going to have some kind of special knowledge, right? You're going to have something, some kind of science degree or something that will, that if you don't have it, you can't eat. Like, how man will be happy when man lives a fully integrated life, when he worships God as he ought, and when he loves his neighbor as he loves himself. That is when man is going to be truly happy. And so for you and I to engage with the world, it's essential that we engage with it in truth. And Ozempic is a lie.
It is a lie. It's in a very dangerous
your body. Right? I mean, it lies to your body. The person who takes Ozempic is not going to have an honest relationship with the food. They're just not going to have an appetite for it anymore. It's the same thing with, like, the birth control pill, right?
That's right.
It's not that it got rid of lust. It just destroyed libido, right? I mean, which was given to us, right? You know, that element of desiring the loved one, right? To have that authentic feeling of love and desire for a good, right? Your husband is a good. It's the best good for somebody who's in a married state, right? And to have that destroyed, right? For the sake of what? I mean, you have made yourself less femininely, less womanly. And now everybody's going to make themselves less human because they will not, I don't know, I mean, just put the food down, right? I mean, like, stop engaging with it. Don't have the second beer. Don't have the 17th Diet Coke of the day. I mean, at some point, you have to make those decisions on your own and not expect that a drug is going to do that for you, because then you're not a human. You're just not human. And you won't have happiness from that.
No, you won't, because you haven't learned about the vices and the contra virtues. Right. And that is so true with the birth control pill. And for those who might be engaged with that, I'll go ahead and put another plug. Natural Womanhood is just a fabulous, fabulous organization to help with that aspect of deception, right? Like Ozempic, it was offered a good, and it turned, of course, out to be quite a lie. And someone as brilliant as Elon Musk, didn't know that truth until just recently. He didn't realize it was a major cause of depression. Back to what the topic here is, authentic gratitude. Right. So if you've been deceived, at least you're in good company with him. Jordan Peterson, too. He's another one. It's come as a surprise to him, too. So you're in good company.
Tucker Carlson.
Another one.
Right, because it was just, because if you don't ever think about things deeply, those seem like superficial goods, right? If a child is good, to be able to plan when the child comes, right, to be able to use prudence, that would be a natural good, right? I mean, it could be a very, very natural good. But the problem is that to engage with those things is to make yourself less human. You turn off something of yourself, which is a God-given goodness, for the sake of, like, you can't do an evil. You can't harm yourself for the sake of a good. And to turn off your appetite, right? And he said, from my understanding, I mean, I don't really know anything about this drug because it would never in a million years enter into my head to begin to take it, right? But he said that it turns off all desire for everything. So, I mean, everybody will just be flatlined. I mean, it just seems so grotesque. So you won't want to have food. You won't want to have drugs. You won't want to have does it take away your natural, we're talking about happiness, right? Or because that's sort of the antidote to depression, right? Is to enter into an active seeking of joy, right? Which we can do. And how terrible it would be to just, sorrow, there are good reasons to have sorrow, right?
Indeed.
There are important reasons to have shame. Your body feels thirst for a good reason. Your body feels hunger for a good reason, right? Because if you didn't have the sensation, like you think of these people, right, who lose the neuropathy, they lose their nerves in their feet, and now they can walk on glass. Well, how terrible, right? They will do grave harm to themselves when those natural sensations that are good and right for the human body, when those things go flat or fallow. I think it's a real frightening thing to think about how many natural human emotions that we are willing to dispense with because we don't want to struggle. We don't want, because virtue means vir, it means strength, right? So when you're virtuous, you're strong. And when you when you don't want to fight for the virtue, you just become weak. So talk about the epitome of taking the human body, which is fat and obese and flabby, and doing the same thing to the soul. And we can't see it, right? That's what I was saying before, it's so easy for us to deceive ourselves even when we see goodness and we can touch goodness. We still are deceived by it. But how much worse is it going to be when we do that to the soul? Thanks.
All right, Sarah, believe it or not, we have three more vices.
I'll stop talking.
So we will see you at the next episode. Till then, my friends, Fides et Ratio.